On Friday, the federal government shut down. Part of that reason was that lawmakers were unable to work out a deal on the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program. Among the lawmakers who voted against a spending bill because of the lack of action on DACA was Nevada's Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. She spoke with our political reporter Paul Boger about that vote.
On Friday, you voted against a measure that would have funded the government for another month. Why take that stance?
It doesn't have anything in there to protect Dreamers. Dreamers in this country who I and many people, 80% of the country, support. These are individuals that are in our communities. And you know this, in Nevada, the governor has said that Dreamers can teach. These are individuals some of them are teachers in our state, who would then be torn away not only from their families and sent to a country they don't even know. They would be torn out of their classrooms. What kind of impact would that have for their kids? And these are some of the brightest and best of our community. So why wouldn't we fight to keep them here? There are future engineers. There are our future scientists and physicists, our teachers. To me, this is an important issue that we need to pass. And it should have been passed already. And it's worth fighting for.
But you cast that vote at the cost of getting funding for the Childhood Health Insurance Plan, something that the governor said was very important for some of Nevada's most vulnerable children.
Let me just say this. What this majority is doing here in Congress is in picking and choosing who wins, and that's got to stop. Not only do we have the fourth continuing resolution to continue this governing by crisis, they're picking and choosing who wins along the way. That is wrong. I was on the floor of the Senate October 26th of last year, asking my Republican colleagues to pass CHIP, how important it was not only for the 9 million kids across the country, but the 27,000 in Nevada who rely on health care, who rely on CHIP for their health care, those low-income families. And I have not heard one word from my Republican colleagues, or particularly Republican leadership, until now. And the only reason we're hearing it now is because they're using it as political CHIP. They're playing politics with people's lives. And you shouldn't pick who wins and chooses. This is about everyone. And that's why it's so important that we stay here and we negotiate, and Republicans are willing to come to the table with Democrats to get something done.
But is there a concern in the caucus that this will come back and bite Democrats when it comes to November?
I can tell you from my perspective, I was sent to Nevada to fight for everyone and be a voice for them. And I promised them that when I got here, I would bring their voices with me. And that's what this is about. This is fighting for everyone and upholding. When I was sworn as United States Senator, that I would fight for them. And, you know, the tragedy of all of this is that when I was sworn in on January 3rd, the very next day, January 4th, the Republicans started down the path of repealing the Affordable Care Act and taking away health care for millions of Americans. And then they spent the next part of that year passing a tax reform law that benefited, the top 1% and big corporations on the backs of working families. If we had spent that time working together and looking at how we can do our job and put together a budget and pass it, we wouldn't be where we are today. I was sent here to represent everyone in Nevada and work on a bipartisan way to find solutions to the issues that people are dealing with in the country. And we need to get back to that. That's where we should be.
So where do you go from here? You know, what's the out other than getting a clean DACA bill?
We continue to negotiate, but it requires a majority really here to willing to sit down with the Democrats and work together. And I know it's unique. They haven't done it in the past. For the last year, they've really shut out the minority. But now it's time to come together and work together and compromise. And that means we don't all get what we demand and want, but we come together and find middle ground.
That was Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto speaking to our political reporter, Paul Boger. KUNR also reached out to Republican Senator Dean Heller, but has not received a response. However, his office did issue a statement in which he says that once again, Washington, D.C. has lost its mind. And this is politics at its worst. Heller accuses the Democrats of engineering a government shutdown and says their actions are shameful.